Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we hope that my words will strengthen the lives of others and just live life. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right. I have been going to this church with all of you for my whole life. Attending church with you has made me want to be God's friend. Pastor Gary baptized me in the tank behind me. When he baptized me, I knew I was committing my life to being a friend of God. You taught me that to be God's friend must do whatever God wants, but sometimes being God's friend is not easy. In my 15 years with you, I've learned lots of Bible texts. You taught me Exodus 20, that God wants me to keep his commandments, to keep the Sabbath holy, and to worship him. I need to honor my parents and obey instructions. I should help around the house without being told. It also means that I shouldn't commit crimes like rob a bank, steal, or hurt or kill others. Now I want you all to open your pew Bibles to Job chapter 27, verse 4. It says, "My lips will not speak wickedness, and my tongue will utter no deceit." This text tells me that I need to be a good friend to others and not betray them. I should never bully others no matter what, even if they're bad, even if they betray you, even if you just straight out don't like them. I've been bullied a lot, so I know how that feels. I should be respectful to others, even if they're not respectful towards me. I should include other kids in my clubs and special events. That means if a kid is lonely, be like, "Hey, you want to be in my club, or you want to join this event?" I should keep my hands to myself at all times. Boy, there's a lot to being a friend of God. Lately, I've been worrying about another text. Now I want you all to open your Bibles to James chapter 4, verse 4. Okay. It says that friendship with the world is hatred towards God. Now, let's think of these four questions that we could be asking others. What happens if I can't do all those things that a friend of God should do? What if I'm not nice to my mother or brother? What if I make someone do something that they don't want to do? What if I'm not very good at having relationships with others? What if I can't do the good things and instead do the bad things? Maybe I'm not a friend of God, but a friend of the world. I've had some troubles in my life. I was given up for adoption as a baby, and that really bothers me sometimes. Most people didn't think there was hope for me, but God did, because he refused to give up on me. God gave me a mother, sisters, and a brother, and all of you, and I thank you for that. Our family has had some tough times. I've had some problems with kids at school. Sometimes I've broken all those rules you've taught me. As I've gotten older, I've gotten angry, discouraged, and I fell into depression. Even though I wasn't being a good friend to God, God stepped in. He told me that everything was going to be all right. He told me that I would get out of this dark world and go on with my life. The mother and brother he gave me stood by me and helped me. Some of you helped me too. Actually, all of you. And when you did, I could feel God's angels around me protecting me. They lifted me up, and now I am where I am supposed to be. The most important thing you have taught me is this. If I break God's commandments, God will forgive me because he died to save me. You've taught me that God won't hate me even if I'm not very good at being his friend. God doesn't hate anyone. Thanks for teaching me God's forgiveness. It is one thing to learn a bunch of things to do or not to do. It's another thing to learn that I can count on God to be my friend, even when I'm not always great at being his friend. I know this is true from my own experience. If it's true for me, it's true for you too. Even when you can't count on yourself, even when God can't count on you, you can count on God as your one true friend. So that is what I've finally figured out. Being God's friend means letting God be your friend. May God bless you all. Have a great life. Enjoy your kids. Enjoy your friends. And have a better relationship with God. And before I close, I just want to thank my mom, my brother, my uncle, Richard, and my Aunt Debbie for always being there for me. And if we could just, let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that we got to worship you. May you be with our pastor, Jeremy Cruz, as he preaches the word to us.